Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Connections with Dawn.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is
listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's your second hour of the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the birthday girl himself, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Related to Bruce Buffer?
Not bad, right?
I feel like
not bad at all.
No, I'm walking through Hollywood studios here in Orlando. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. I have HollywoodConnections.biz. We are super excited that you joined us this hour. You're driving. You're like, wow, they're having too much fun. We're going to have another day of this with more film directors and producers. Yes, Peter?
I want to do something really quick here because we got all the Hollywood celebrities in the studio.
Yes.
This lady right here, it's her birthday. Let's wish her a happy birthday. Come on, let's do it.
That's
everybody.
Right. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Miss Florida Diva.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
We're not going to talk about how that dropped out.
Thank you.
Also,
when the name came around, we're not going to talk about that.
So let me introduce, because we're live on the air. Ron, it was your birthday yesterday, right?
Yes, my birthday was actually yesterday.
I saw that. Well, let's say happy birthday again. One
more
time,
let's not, please.
No. Oh, Ellen, you sing happy birthday like Marilyn.
I didn't sing it.
Yeah, come here. Yeah, she's like Marilyn.
You need to sing it. Come on.
Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
That's for you, Ron.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So we are starting this second hour. We have film directors. We're going to go around the table, introduce everybody, and tell what you do, what you're looking for today in this audition live here at the station.
I am Preston Walden from Domain Pictures. I am basically looking for great delivery on the lines and also personality. This is for a series upcoming, Grey Room, Haven's Mill, and also a mockumentary as this summer.
Okay. Also, we have Lima Films in the house, so they tell us what you're looking for.
Speak, boy.
Oh, I thought you were going to speak first. We're looking for talented actors that are able to remember scripts and bring their A game every time. We actually got our Marcus Taylor's on the watching us right now.
Stop name dropping.
I just did. He said what's up. So I'm telling everybody he said what's up. And then we're going to come back with me and Don got something to tell everybody. It's going to be really entertaining. And right next to me is my big brother, Jimmy Manfredi from Twisted Element Productions.
Yeah. I'm Jimmy Manfredi, Twisted Element Productions, founder of Twisted Element Stunt Team.
Super cool. And we also have another gentleman here. Ron has a film company. He's a producer. And introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name's Ron El-Khatib. I'm with Vortex Productions. We're doing a film called Redneck Games this summer. It's a comedy. And we're looking for independent and SAG actors that are, interested in, working for really cheap. No, just kidding. That we want people that are willing to work hard and get the job done.
Well, it's better to work cheap than not to get anything at all.
Well, we're glad you're here because that's what
Right? Yes,
actors are looking for work, and if they can keep themselves busy.
Yes.
I want to show David his photo. I'm going to have you hold that up real quick. David Vogel is here. He's been on the show before. What an actor. He's done over 100 and something
commercials. 28.
128 commercials. So, David, come on over here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have you hold that.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the headsets on, and you're ready for your monologue.
First, let me say that I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be in this business.
Yeah.
I've made so many friends. It's been wonderful.
You made friends with me last night.
You weren't supposed to say anything.
Oh! Oh, I see how it is. Birthday, huh?
Yeah, we celebrated her birthday whenever it comes.
That's good.
There you go. And so you're going to do an audition.
I'm doing an audition now. I usually play either a cop, because they say I look like Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
Yep.
Or I play a mafia. I've played a priest many times. Wear the same suit.
Your wardrobe. There you go.
And like I say, I'm doing this. I started my 17th year 2 weeks ago. And to celebrate my anniversary, my main movie came out 2 weeks ago, Dirty Dancing, the remake of Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
I played a resort owner.
Mm-hmm.
And
they didn't let you play the lead.
No, I can't dance like that.
Oh.
I won't say anything.
They
bad.
Saw him shake his hips and they said, no, too much, too much.
Yeah. Yeah, earthquake. But I've been fortunate to work with Preston a few times, and he was also one of my acting teachers. I learned a lot there. And the reason I'm getting as many things as I'm getting is because most of the people that I've worked for saw how I work with them, and they called me back.
Good.
Now, I do stand-up comedy as the Godfather, and I'll do you a few minutes of that now.
Okay, action, 3, 2, 1, you're on.
Well, I don't know how many people here are Italian, but I'll have everybody here talking Italian within 15 seconds. I'll teach you how to say I'm broke in Italian. You got to move your hands up and down, because if you don't move your hands, you're not authentic. And you got to say, my funds are low. That's the way you say I'm broke in Italian.
My funds are low.
My funds are low.
My funds are low.
I love it.
Yeah. I used to do stand-up as the Godfather. So as a Godfather, I have to go to Italy to many meetings. So I always went on Air Genoa. Oh, they treated me like a king. On the way there, I got foot massages and everything. Well, a week before I go, they merge with Alitalia. When they merge, you know, they put the two names together. So I was the first man to travel on Air Genitalia in the whole world. It's a long plane with two little engines. Thank you. But everything in Italian is la famiglia.
That's right.
And no matter how you are, they all stick together. With me, I was taking care of my aunt. She was the wife of the former Don. I took her. Oh, she went ahead and got her driver's license at 82 years old. So she's the person that, if you get pulled over, which she did, you don't talk to her. She talks to you. Why did you pull me over? I obey all the signs. And she was taking three ladies to church. And the officer says to her, ma'am, I was just trying to find out why you're doing 25, why you're doing 55 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. And she said, I obey all the signs. Take a look right up in front. See, it says 55. Ma'am, you're on Highway 55. And then he looks in the car, and there's three ladies there on the way to church. One is counting beads. One has got lipstick on her forehead. One is shaking like a leaf. Are you ladies okay? Oh, yeah, we just got off Highway 127. And the thing, thank you. Thank you.
Do you guys have any questions for him? We're live on the air.
No, I do have a comment, though. Like what you were saying about the people in the industry, I noticed that right away in Florida. I haven't been in this business for very long, but I did right away find out that the people in the film industry are very, very family oriented around here. Like, everyone is willing to help everyone. I wanted to say thank you very much to Dawn Reese for having me on the show today. It was very awesome for her to like kind of reach out and you know, like invite me on to the show to talk about our, you know, project and that. But I also noticed that a lot of the, you know, like actors and things like that, they're always trying to network, and they're always, if they find out about a project and they have a friend that is looking for work, they're always interested in passing that information along. And I think that's really what makes the film industry in Florida a lot different from the film industry out in like California. Yeah, we kind of stick together.
Work together, we play together, we grow together, we shine together. Yeah. That's how it is. Yeah.
I think that's what's going to make us, you know, a little bit
just
stronger.
Don't bathe together.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
unless the scene calls for it.
Lima Films, do you have any comments at all? Anybody else?
No comments.
You're good.
I appreciate you coming and auditioning.
You so thank you.
Good to see you again, Dan.
Yeah. Wait, don't go. I need my headsets. It's like the gas pump, you know.
He's like, I want to keep listening, though.
That was David Vogel.
Appreciate that.
And we are here. We're going to go to a phone call right now.
Okay.
I'm on the air. Thanks, David. Let's go to Bobby Kent real quick. I want to introduce you guys to Bobby Kent. He has a TV show called Nighttime Miami. And Peter, while we're on the phone with Bobby, when he's talking, Bobby, hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. We've been trying to find that. You know, Bobby did the song, bum, bum,
it's
bum,
on
bum.
There. I sent it to you.
I know. Well, guess what? It's over in Peter's email, but you need to tell him real quick what it is and where to go. But Bobby Kent has a TV show called Nighttime Miami, mm-hmm. and we're going to be doing something here as well, and he's down
absolutely.
In Miami. And so he actually is the songwriter of bum, 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 bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
No, you do it better. You do it better. Bobby, you do it better.
Okay, but before I do that, you need to tell the gentleman who just told the driving joke that the most important thing in life, if he's driving, make sure he has a car.
Oh. That's cute.
That's number cute. One.
So Bobby, while we're on the air, and I have a live Facebook, I can't get to anything right now. Peter is looking for, where can he find that music?
Because
I
want to
bump, 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 stadium do that. It's online. It's on my, let's say on iTunes.
That's right. So he'll be looking for talent as well. He's going to be watching this clip to find out who he wants on his show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be helping him doing some co-hosting. And he wants Christy Alley to host because I know she's probably watching. And she doesn't live very far. And Lola's here. So Lola's going to get in touch with her.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's been like, we need Christy Alley. I said, well, she lives not very far from the station. So get in touch with her.
Probably even for the show.
Pardon?
We probably even needed to host the show.
That's what you were saying.
It was a joke. It didn't work.
And Bobby is also a comedian. Bobby, we have so many talents here. We just want to introduce you. Give your website
you.
For Nighttime Miami.
NighttimeMiami.com.
Right. I'm going to do some fun travel stuff and some good things with the show as well and kooky interviews that I don't
that's
do on the show.
I love Miami.
Don't you? There we go. There we go.
Well, my plan is actually because I have to go to a show on July 1st. Although, Dawn, you said you're going to be over in Orlando at that time, right?
Yes, I'm judging a national pageant on the 1st and 2nd, so I'll definitely be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I ought to get up there as well.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting up there. That would be cool. We'll definitely do that.
Not only that, if you're judging a national pageant, then we might want to be looking for some talent. You never know.
That's true. That's true. We have a lot here.
What am I? Chopped liver?
Say hi.
I don't know who you are, but maybe you are. I don't know.
Yes.
That was a perfect answer.
We're going to do that. So anyways, but Bobby Kent.
Jews love chopped liver with grease.
We love Bobby Kent. And Bobby Kent, thank you for calling in. We have so many talents. They have to be on the air tonight, and we got to get them
go
on. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. So anyways, let's talk about real quick before we get our next act in here. And we are going to do something on the air, so tell everybody.
All right, so Twisted Elements Productions and Lima Films are going to bring on once or twice a month, we're going to do radio theater.
Oh.
The way to submit to that is we're going to use some of the actors in here to read stories, read scripts.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a talented writer, submit your scripts to Dawn. We want comedy. We want family-rated comedy. Because we don't want drama while people are driving in traffic.
Oh, no.
Because that will make them even more angry. So we want to entertain people driving home. So if you got a decent script.
Do not remind anybody of what's going on at home.
Uh-oh.
What Jimmy said. Make it fun. Make it family friendly. Submit it to info@limafilms.net or send it directly to Don. We're going to make this happen because we all know we can use a little bit of entertainment during rush hour when people are cutting
Most
you off.
Most definitely. Absolutely. Yes, right.
And guess what? You're going to write Yvonne in. You're going to write me in. You're going to write Peter
in. Yes, I'm ready to be in.
Yes, make your script very diverse.
Yes.
Multiple characters and very entertaining.
Okay.
It'll be heard him. It's like old time story time. You know, when mm-hmm. I was a kid, I'd drive in the car and you hear the stories and you don't want to hear what just happened to Jimmy. Did he get in the house? Was he late?
Yes.
Yeah. So guess what? We're back with another talent. Thank you for tuning in. We're gonna get everybody on. We're gonna go through and welcome to the show. Take my headsets and tell everybody who you are.
Yes.
And tell us about yourself.
My name is Dennis Williams. I'm an actor. I used to be a pro wrestler for 6 years before I became an actor. Loved it until I got into a vehicle accident and ended that career. So just started getting into acting about 4 years ago. I did improv for a year, and then now I've been with Carol Gordon for three years in Tampa. Great teacher. I love what she does for us, and she's pushing us to be better than we used to be. So
good.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a few movies on Netflix twice. I did Bloodline season 1 and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt season 2. I was in Birth of a Nation. I was in the main battle scene at the Armory, and also I found out the other day that I'm actually on the movie poster.
Okay.
So I saw my picture. I was like, hey, there
you are. There you are.
I did Infiltrator here in Tampa.
Anything recent?
Let's see.
Current projects, maybe?
Got a current project coming up in July, Redneck Games. I can't wait for that. I'm trying to get that character down.
Yeehaw, got to get so some Redneck Games going.
I got my wardrobe ready to go, man.
Yeah. Dennis is actually... he's part of our cast. We cast him a few months back for the part of a prison guard. That the scene is pretty funny. One of the guys that's making a phone call, he's on the phone with his attorney, and he looks over at Dennis and says, "Hey, Pork Chop, what time is it?" You know, because he's a cop and you know he's a little bit on the big side. So, yeah. And Dennis goes, "What's your line, Dennis?"
"Time's up. That's what time it is."
Exactly.
What do you have for us today, Dennis?
I got a monologue from Kramer versus Kramer. I used it before. I actually used it for my agent in Tampa, Level Talent Group, and got representation.
Mm-hmm.
So it works.
Okay.
And they loved it, so hopefully you guys like it.
Okay.
So, you ready?
Ready. Action. 3, 2, 1.
When Joanna, my ex-wife, when she was talking before about being unhappy during our marriage, well, I guess most of what she said was probably true. There were things that I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I would do differently if I could. Just like I think there are a lot of things Joanna wishes she could change. But we can't. Some things, once they're done, they can't be undone. Joanna says she loves Billy. I believe she does. So do I. But the way it was explained to me, that's not the issue here. The thing that's supposed to matter here today is what's best for Billy. When Joanna said, "Why shouldn't a woman have the same ambitions as a man?" I guess she's right. But by the same token, what law is it that says a woman is a better parent simply by virtue of her sex? I've had to think about what it is that makes a great parent. Constancy, patience, understanding, love. Where is it written that a man has any less of those qualities than a woman? Billy has a home with me. I've tried to make it the best I could. It's not perfect. I'm not a perfect parent. I don't have enough patience. But I love him. More than anything in this world, I love him.
Good job.
Good yeah. job.
End scene.
Beautiful.
Good. Any other questions real quick? We're good?
Beautiful.
What happened to the M&M?
Oh. It's right here. I brought it.
You brought it.
Oh, yeah. You need to be on the air. His microphone. I know we're live on the air. It's like, you know, we're sitting around here. But
oh,
we're
yeah.
still
I was
live
just
on
asking,
the station.
I was asking what happened to the M&M. Because when Dennis came to audition for my film, he brought this cute Eminem monologue that was just, it was hilarious. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I got to tell you, when Bobby was on the phone with us, you know, Bobby Kent, I got to tell you, I went to an audition at Famous Faces, and I brought Dawn dishwashing liquid and Reese's peanut butter cups, and I gave it to him. And we've been friends ever since. He has clean dishes now. So we want to thank you so much.
Beautiful.
All right. And
thank you.
We're going to get our next talent in as well. How are we doing on the phones? We're all right?
Doing great.
We're good. All right, so our next actress is coming, an actor now, they say. We can't say actress, right? It's the new term is actor. And yeah, we do. I still say actress. I do. I always say actress. No, I do. I love that because I know people in LA were like, no, it's actor. I'm like, it's actress.
Talent. You can just the talent.
There we go. Hi. Welcome and tell everybody who you are. You're live on the World Wide Web and Facebook as well as 106.1 FM. Tell everybody who you are.
Hello, I am Lisa Brave. And I'm talent here today.
Right?
I've prepared a couple of monologues, and I don't know if you wanted to hear a comedy first or a drama first.
We want
first.
Your best one.
The best one.
Okay. Okay, it's the short comedy then. This thing will not stay up.
Dawn.
Yes, that was a segue to so many jokes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. We won't even go there. We're on the World Wide Web. This is PG. Okay.
It's that easy.
Just work a little harder.
You're going to open me up for more jokes with that comment.
I have worked with Preston before. I know his jokes.
Sorry.
How everyone knows.
Okay, here goes. It's the great American love story. Sure is. Writ large on the marquee, big letters, us. We've been together 5 years, and we have an amazing relationship. And it's very physical, too. I know, everybody says, oh, but he's so much older than you. But you know what? I'm the one having to push him away. We have so much in common. We both love soup and the outdoors and snow peas. And we love talking and not talking. We could talk or not talk for hours and still have something to not talk about. That was from Best in Show.
Good job.
People are driving. Do you have an agent or manager?
I do. I have a few agents. Two in Tampa, one in Orlando, and then also a commercial one in Tampa as well.
Perfect.
But I'd love to get my SAG card someday.
Okay.
We are excited to have you here. Any questions or, you know, any answers for her or anything, guys?
I actually have a comment. So I want to actually direct this comment to the other directors in the room. Now, do you feel that it is a help or a mistake for independent actors and actresses to go ahead and get their SAG card in the state of Florida?
Being that I am an actor, It can go both ways. I mean, it depends. Here in Florida, I mean, unfortunately due to the low film incentive, I mean, it could hinder if you want to stick around here.
Right. In Hollywood, I would say that if you're in Hollywood or New York, and it's very film friendly, you know, sort of state.
Or Atlanta.
There you go. That getting your SAG card is a definite plus, but. You know, with the independent filmmakers down here in Florida, there's so many more hoops to jump through to make a SAG film. And if the director or, let's say, the people who are financing the film are not willing to go those extra steps, then it could put you out of a lot of, you know, business. Right. And so staying SAG eligible is a great idea. However, you know, the extra money involved in getting your SAG card you know, may or may not be the right way to go for you. You know, you just have to decide for yourself.
Right. It's a long-term goal for me. And it's just kind of something that I'm keeping as a goal because it's kind of a pinnacle. I do realize that, you know, I get a lot more work without it here locally.
Well, if you ever decided, like, move out to California, then I would say go for it, definitely. But, like, my film is actually, it started out as a regular independent film, but some of the headliners that I wanted to be in the film were all SAG actors, and so because of that, there was a lot more things that we had to do to prepare for that. And so it left it wide open for all the other SAG actors, you know, involved in our project. But if I had to go back, I would say that it would be a lot easier to make a non-SAG film in the state of Florida than it would be to make a SAG film.
Yeah, and also, too, that getting your SAG on the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
if you try and you go L.A., you know, what have you, they don't look at it as the same as getting it on the East Coast as you get over there.
Well, how snooty of them.
Well, that's how it is. Now, one good thing, you have, you know, Atlanta.
Right.
However, the productions that, the more productions they have on there are the larger productions, and they are bringing the people there, and you have to, you know, and also you had a resident there as well. And like Jimmy was saying, it depends on what you want to do. If you were going to stay around here, I would say don't bother, because basically a lot of people that have the SAG card, that's all they have is a card.
Mm, right.
Yeah. So it's really of what you want to do.
Did you have your picture?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Could you give each one?
Yeah, if I can just add a little bit to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me being a stunt actor, I mean, I'm a stunt man first and foremost. So, I mean, I travel all the time to Atlanta because of all the action stuff going on and so on and so forth. I mean, my main work here in Florida is obviously acting and you know, fight choreography and stunt choreography and stuff like that. But for me, I mean, SAG does have, if I'm not mistaken, a way to be a SAG actor or actress and still give you the opportunity to work independent films. Yeah. But you lose a lot of the benefits and so on and so forth. So, I mean, you can go either way. In Florida, I would just recommend if you're gonna stick around here long term, I mean, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
And I want to say how beautiful your photos are. What great, who shot that?
Thank you. That was Chris Cavalier. I'd like to give him a shout out.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my older ones. I have several more. He's done a lot of different character shots
beautiful.
Of me that, you know, trying to portray different looks. I even have a crack addict mom look. It's absolutely hideous, but I absolutely love it because it really shows, you know, the other side of Lisa. So
I like that.
You can have it.
Oh, good. Okay, that would be. Do you have another one like this as well?
This is yours.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I have any ones you want. Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
This one's for her.
I also have smiling with the same. From the same shoot.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's Lisa. It is 7:34 drive time. Peter, how are we doing on the phones?
We are doing great on the phones right now.
We
got no phone calls.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I'm good luck to you.
Thank you.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, that's good. My splitter. I can't hear you.
No phone calls at all. None.
We're good. Let me introduce this young man over here. Put the headsets on. And you are from CVF Productions. I met you on another audition. You're live on the air. Tell everybody who you are.
Hi guys, I'm Random Chance. That's my real name, birth name.
Random Chance?
Real quick. Yes, Random Chance.
Huh. Okay. Is there a backstory to that?
There is, actually.
I need to hear the backstory now.
Okay, so when I was in my mom's stomach, you know, pregnancy stuff, we had three ultrasounds, and they all said that I was going to be a girl.
Aww.
Because my heart rate was really fast. And so, you know, that's typically the sign of a girl. Oh. So my dad, you know, he spent like a lot of money on my room. So he painted my walls pink. I had all girl clothes.
Oh.
And so we went to the hospital and I was a boy. So in this rush of me being a boy, he had to go out to Babies R Us as I was being, you know,
brought home
so that I wouldn't go home
in a dress.
In a dress, exactly. So that's the story.
The longest time a baby's ever been wrapped in the hospital blanket.
And so my first name is Random, middle name is Chance, and my last name is Tsetsi, which is Albanian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is my I actually brought one today, so my resume is
look at
back.
You. Look at you.
Look at me go.
Okay. What you got for us today?
I have a comedic monologue. I was told by Don to do my best because
okay.
Yeah. So comedic is like my strong suit. My hair keeps going on my face, so I'm gonna do like the
all right. You got it.
There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old are you in this?
12.
How old do you know?
I'm 14.
Yeah, you need to update this, brother.
Yeah, we're working on that.
I was like,
yeah.
He showed it to me. I'm like, wait, what?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so we are working on the headshots currently.
It's that's just not... 10. Random chance, too.
2.0. Okay. So.
What you got for us?
Ready. It's all a monologue called Prom Perfection.
Okay, Don. Yeah.
Kara, will you go to prom with me? Now, before you answer, I do need to inform you that I'm fully aware that John Morris asked you yesterday. I'm also fully prepared to convince you that in choosing me to be your date, you are 37.6% more likely to have a good time, 48.9% more likely to have your meal paid for, and 67% more likely not to be groped in the back of the limo, unless, of course, you want that, because we could negotiate those terms under Section 12G of the contract. Yes, contract. All partnerships must be entered into under the best of legal scenarios. This isn't just pizza in a movie. Formal wear is involved, as well as slow dancing and formal wear. If you feel uncomfortable, please take this time to associate with your legal representation before signing. Now, at 17, you are still a minor, so all signatures on your part must be entered into in the presence of a legal guardian. Oh, also, your contract is valid for the next 3 business days. Thank you.
Oh, we got our question.
I love it. Oh my God, I love good. It. A contract. I wish I would have thought about a contract.
How long have you been practicing that same monologue?
Well, I go to a school, Gibbs High School for acting, so I'm a performance theater major.
Uh-huh.
That was actually my last jury monologue, so I've been practicing the monologue for about 3 months.
Oh.
I recently pulled it up from memory, which I'd been rehearsing for to be like reinstated into the school, mm-hmm. because every semester you have to re-audition, so.
It was very good. It was very good.
Oh, thank you.
I only heard one trip. It was pretty good.
And you play a nervous naturally, so
that's true.
The nerves kind of work with you.
Yeah, I saw you roll right into it once you tripped up, so that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good recovery, by the way. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, also with the trips, you made it a kind of a part of the monologue itself. Because even though I could tell like you were searching, mm-hmm. you kind of made up for it because of the character. He is nervous and he is, you know, that way. So, yeah, it was good.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
But yes, yes.
Yeah, no, I need to, okay. Yeah. I'll get right on that.
You know, there was another actress that came in just before you. She has a terrific photographer. You might want to get his information.
Oh, okay, yeah. We have somebody that we did, not this in particular, but we had somebody previous to that.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Dry mouth.
Well, it is 7:40. We have a couple other actors that are here, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And this offer still goes to be a reporter.
Oh, I forgot about your workshop. I got to do that.
We're going to talk about that. All right. We're going to be.
I think he can pull it off. I do.
Yes, yeah.
He's got the charisma.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Got the look.
He does. All right, thank you so much. Random
Not bad
chance.
For 14.
I need the headset. It's kind of like a gas pump, you end up leaving your car, then you take the whole gas. Yeah, so come on over. Put the headsets on. You're live on the World Wide Web, Tantalk Power 106.1 FM. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kelly Thompson, otherwise known as Kelly. Helen Thompson. With a little bit of dramatic. Oh, here we go. Okay, got it. All right. So you guys wanted to hear the best monologue,
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, right. I need to leave that in.
Okay.
I actually started stage acting when I was about 10. Mm-hmm. And then when I moved to Tampa, I eventually started doing the films and all that after working at the Renaissance Festival and amusement parks long enough. I can't count how many movies I've done or commercials. It's been quite a few. But
it's
fun.
Do you have an agent or manager?
I've worked with Level and I worked with Talent Pool.
Okay.
But so those are the two currently.
Okay. Action, 3, 2, 1, you're on.
All right. I wanted to talk about my favorite pickup lines. I go out a lot to different places. And I even wrote them down because they are just, come on. Who says this? The one guy, he said, do you work at Subway? Because I have a foot long. I mean, who says these things? Really? I mean, you know, this guy's going to get slapped. And then, one guy comes up to me. He says, I'm tired of sleeping with my teddy bear. Will you come home and sleep with me? I mean, there's some really ridiculous pickup lines. I mean, what my favorite one though is, did we go to the same high school together? No, it didn't go like that quite. I've got it. It was, did we go to different high schools together? And then, of course, the conversation would start with that. That's my favorite though, because different high schools together. So that would work. But yeah. So that's what I have prepared was my favorite pickup lines.
How long have you been acting and doing auditions?
I've been doing in this area 6 years.
Okay.
So
what I would suggest is get a monologue and really memorize it and get familiar with it. Because it sounded like you were stumbling there and you lost the monologue a little bit. So just get familiar with something that's really...
Okay.
That you can deliver all the way through.
Okay.
All right.
My favorite pickup line is... Does this napkin smell like chloroform to you?
Wait a second.
It works every time. It does.
Yeah, I bet it does.
We have guys. Peter,
don't try this at
hold
home.
Hold on. Peter, what is your favorite pickup line?
Let me turn that frown upside down. I don't do pickup lines, honestly. I just don't. I really don't do pickup lines. You just got to be natural with it. If you're a pickup line artist, you're basically corny.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. You want me to?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in. And this will be up later tonight on YouTube. Go to Hollywood Connections and put in today's date, and you'll get to see the whole show and everybody here. It is 7:44. We have another actor that's going to audition for you. And thank you so much for being here. All righty. So next we have not just a rap artist that I had met. Actually, he overheard my conversation in a store, and he goes, are you on the radio? And it was one of my favorite little shops. And so also, I brought him over. He was on the air, and he is trying to get connected himself. Put the headsets on, and you're live on Power 106.1 FM.
Say hi, everybody. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's your name?
Steven. Steven, I'm, my stage name is actually Private. I'm actually a musician, a rapper, and I do show business stuff. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, mm-hmm. But my real dream is, being show business. I write music. I rap myself. I was actually in the studio early on today. So when I got off, I came straight here. So I was wanting to make it in show business. And this is a little monologue I wrote yesterday thinking about coming here. So I hope you guys like it. It's about two people speaking together. And their voices change throughout the conversation. So if you're ready. What are you doing here, Jimmy?
What's up, man? I was in the neighborhood, and I figured, I'd drive by and see how you're doing.
In the neighborhood? You live across the street. You're always in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, man, you know, I figure, you know, we can hang out or do something, you know. Well,
could you at least knock next time?
Well, man, you know, you're my buddy, so, you know, I figure, you know, why knock? I can just come in any time. Jimmy, stop. Anyway, what did you come here for? I told you, man, I want to hang out. Well, okay. What do you want to do? Well, I'm kind of hungry, so, you know, I figure we could eat. Well, what do you want to eat? What you got? I'm not going to play this game with you, man. Just pick something to eat, man. We can order pizza or, you know, go out to eat, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, argue with you about what you want to eat. I just said, what you got, man? This ain't no fight. Well, what you got, man? Food. Well, what kind of food? Good food. Well, okay, well, check this out. I brought this ice cream, homemade. Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. You made this yourself? Yeah, I did, man. You know, I want to bring my own authenticity and, you know, my flavor to the, you know, game, you know. I started cooking last week, and my mom showed me how to do some stuff, too. So, hold on a second. What is that? I told you, man, it's ice cream. Is that a wing and a leg in there? Oh, dear. Jimmy, man, come on, man. I don't know if anybody told you this, but you're not supposed to mix poultry and ice cream together, man. It's supposed to be dessert, not lunch and dinner. You put a wing and a leg, and this is fried chicken too. No wonder it's melting. It's hot and fresh too. Jimmy, man. Man, what's up, man? Don't you like my cooking? No. This is supposed to be ice cream. You do not put fried chicken in. You don't do this, man. And is that carrot too? You made this into a soup. You know what? I'm done. I'm done, Jimmy. I'm done. All right, man. Don't forget you, man. And that's it.
All right. You know the sad part is that I grew up with a guy named Joey. I'm from the projects in the Bronx, so I grew up with a guy named Joey who was just like Jimmy. and I'm Jimmy, so that's not me. But straight up, that's exactly how he would do it.
Yes.
He'd also be that guy who, you know, he'd probably rob you and then be the first one at your house going, I heard you got robbed.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna put you to the test. Write us a little short for our comedy hour here.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we're gonna do something for you.
No. We're putting together a between Lima Films, Twisted Ellen Productions, and Don. We're gonna do live on a radio theater.
Yes.
We want comedies. We want funny stuff like that. So when people are driving home, they're gonna get a laugh out of it. So I'm putting you to the test. Woo. I'm calling you out. Write us a little short comedy and give it to Don, and we'll do it on the radio with
you.
All
right. Nice.
And I wrote this yesterday too. I was brainstorming because I was rehearsing my song. Right.
It's good.
And,
man, Tales from the Hood. Right.
Yeah. Almost like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I've been in this country for 10 years, and I came from Africa, right? And
what part?
Ghana.
Oh, okay.
And I've been wanting to. I mean, music. My number one thing, because I mean, in Africa, you know, you hear about Akon and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to get into that real bad. And I've been writing songs for 10 years. I just never went to the studio, you know, put anything out. But recently I've been trying to, you know, connect with people, and I met her.
I was shopping.
And I've been trying to like pump out some stuff.
But you're a writer. You're showing that you have writing skills.
Yeah, and I've been trying to put together a lot of stuff. And I got four songs out right now on YouTube and SoundCloud. And I just recently
been on Instagram
the other day just so I can like promote my stuff some more. So hopefully one day it hits and people get noticed.
Classic content.
Okay, thank you.
So yeah, man, comedy, I can pump out anything quick.
Okay,
and me writing this yesterday, you know, even rehearsing to my song. I can do anything quick, and I can make it.
That's what I'm saying. Write it, give it a Don, and shoot it.
Yeah, I mean, if you wrote that yesterday, your skill is showing.
Yes, of course.
For real. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I want to thank you so much. We have to look at the clock. It's 7:50. Yes, Our show is over in 10 minutes, and we have a VIP guest on the line real quick. And Vic is working with Steven Seagal. And Steven Seagal has been watching. So let's everybody wave to the camera to Steven Seagal. I'm sure he's going to see this.
Steven Seagal, you weren't out last week. I'm calling you out.
Yes.
Me, you, and this guy behind me, Jimmy Manfredi, we got to get together and do a movie. I've been watching you since I was shorter than this table. I'm dying to work with you, man. So
what you wanna do, get with Don,
get my number.
Films?
I will write a whole movie around you. So let's make this happen.
And saying he's been doing it since he was shorter than this table, saying a lot, because if you haven't, you can't see it, but he's about the size of Grape Ape.
Uh-huh. So we have 7:50. Vic is going to just announce we're going to talk more with the singers. Vic, you will have some good news that we're going to be talking about soon.
Yes, I spoke with him yesterday, and he's going to call in at some point soon. But I told him I wanted him to record a greeting to your listeners, and I've told him how great you guys have been in supporting him, and he's excited about it. But, you know, I've heard folks say, about doing this and that with Stephen. I'll tell you what we're getting ready to do. Because of the support he's getting around the world on his music now, if you really want to try to write something, that I heard somebody say something about it, how about trying to write a film about him and his music? He did a film a long time ago where music was a part of it. It's called Fire Down Below.
Yeah, and I remember that.
Take a look at that, and then, you know, listen to the song that Don's been so great about supporting, and write a music film.
Oh.
Where music's involved, and I'll pass it along to him, because right now we're, along with the great Adrian Taylor, working on getting financing for both that film and one that Miss King, Miss Rita King, who's a frequent guest on Don's show, would be interested in. It's a biopic, not so much a biography, but touches on that B.B. King's career, and, you know, Stephen played with him and stuff, and it would be an interesting concept, and we're working to try to see if we can bring that to fruition as well.
Right. Also, we only have a minute because we have one more actor to close the show.
Yes,
and I'm getting
you.
A ton of people real quick that are saying, when are you going to do the next casting? And so
yes.
I think we have to redo this because there's more people that want to be here.
I just want to follow up, and I heard this comment about the writer. If you really want a music film for Steven Seagal, I will have you a script ready in 30 days.
Okay.
Let's do it.
And the man sitting next to me will vouch for me. You will have it in 30 days.
Okay.
All right.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, the only contingency is that he puts me in his next action film.
Hold on. We have to cut two quick monologues. We have two people here.
Yeah,
we have about
eight minutes
left. Thank you, Vic, for calling in.
You're welcome, dear.
All right, we're going to have you come on over.
Come on.
And you were on the 6 o'clock
yes.
hour. Yes, and we want you to do a quick comedy. And we have, we're going to close the show. We're going to have more. I'll talk to the film directors if we can do another one. And
yes.
introduce yourself.
That'll be great. Okay, hi, I'm Pete Clapsis again. Thank you for letting me come back.
Calm down, don't rush.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're doing Assisted Living, the musical, right now. And this is just a quick little monologue from that. It's a show about living in an assisted living facility.
Okay.
It's a musical, so okay. But this is the routine. Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, yeah. Oh, you remember me, huh? From last week? No, I love working the memory unit. Hey, yeah. Let me tell you, we moved down to Pelican Roost here about 5 years ago. Yeah, had to. I kept falling down. Oh, so the first day they put me in a yoga class. Standing on one foot for an hour. Then the second day, I was standing another foot. Then I go back, they say it'd be good for my balance. So I go back to my room. I check my bank account, didn't make a bit of difference. My balance was still the same. What, you never been to the Catskills? So we flew down here to Pelican Roost about 5 years ago. Yeah, airport security was terrible, let me tell you. They put our luggage through the conveyor belt. I stepped through the metal detector. They said to me, Mr. Younger, we need to check your bag. I said, that's no bag, that's my wife. What, you never been to the Catskills? Oh, let me tell you, the security guard made me late for the plane, too. Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom. I figured I'd go before we get to the gate. But no, my wife says, hurry up. I figured I'd go when I get to the gate. No, hurry up and get on the plane. I figure I can go when I get on the plane. No, sit down and buckle your seatbelt. So I buckle my seatbelt. Finally, the plane takes off. We're in the air. Finally, the pilot gets on and says, feel free to walk about the cabin. I unbuckle my seatbelt. I get up. I walk down the aisle. I go to the lavatory. I open the door, but no, I'm foiled again. There's a sign over the toilet. It says, no foreign objects in toilet. The night before, I didn't Chinese. What, you never been to the Catskills? Thanks. See you next week, folks.
Wow, great.
Thank God they all have short-term memory.
Wow, that's a great job.
Love it. Anyway. Very Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the intent. It was supposed to be. No respect.
Stay in the studio with us to close the show.
Sure.
And I want to introduce somebody else that just walked in. It's 7:55. He's an actor. And take the headsets, take the mic, and help close the show. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Can we do this again?
I was going
to
say.
I'd love to come
can
back.
We do this?
I would absolutely.
We can
love
do another casting
yes,
next
we
week at the 7
it.
O'clock hour. What works best for you, 6 or 7? We'll work that out.
Yes.
I'll tell everybody.
I'll be here for both hours. I don't
Very
mind
cool.
At all.
We'd love it. We love it. Okay, look who's here. Here, take the mic.
Wait, Miss Dawn, this is not good right here. This is not even going to accept me here. Wait, come on, wait.
Ha, 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 Y'all got to see what he's doing live here.
Wow.
Wow. Yes, I mean, thank you.
That's the first time and the only time you'll see the Terminator kiss anybody. Next time, it's right there, Duane.
You gotta kiss, actually, Yvonne, it's her birthday.
Oh, Yvonne, come on, get over here.
We want to thank you for joining. If you'd like to be on the next casting, please go to HollywoodConnections.biz.
Sorry for you, Duane. I'm
going to ask. My heart can take it.
19 years old, it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Let's go drink.
Put the headsets on and tell everybody here. Sit on my seat here. And tell everybody right here. Here we go. We're good. I stepped over. All right. Tell everybody what you do. And you're an actor and you've been in a lot of.
Terminator. The Terminator.
Yeah. The Terminator.
What I do is I terminate people. Sometimes they save their lives.
He's a casting director.
Get to the chopper.
Yes, the chopper is already gone. We missed the chopper at the 7455 here. Now we're going to take Dawn's yacht. I saw it on Facebook.
Might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Come on, it's not a tumor. They said this is a tumor. It's not. How are you doing in there? I see you going to LA Fitness here and pumping up on the dime.
Trying to pump you up.
Ah, you're pumping me up right now. Let me tell you, people, support Lima Films. I'm going to come and get you.
And listen to Dawn if you want to live.
That's right.
I want that sound bite.
Yes. You got it. Yes, Peter, you got it.
It's Terminator approved. Lima Films is with the Terminator right now. That's right. It has the seal of the eye.
Hey, will you be back?
I'll be back.
Have you guys ever met him before?
Baby.
What?
Have you ever met him before?
No, actually.
Oh, surprise.
So, I send Mr. Lima a long email, like maybe 5 pages, and they get no response. Uh-oh. So I get in the cyborg mobile and I say, let me go see him in person.
Uh-huh. Mr. Lima got bombarded with over 200 emails. But that's and that's no disrespect to the Terminator.
I don't take it any exception.
Go, remember, you gotta go up to John Connor, not me.
That's right.
Say it, you are terminated.
Well, you know, she knows Kyle because this is Dawn Reese.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know she's hiding him somewhere in the studio.
How do we end Hollywood Connections? What do we say?
This has been a fun show. Thank you, Ron, for being here. Give your film company again.
Vortex Productions. You guys can check us out. Go to Kickstarter.com and just type in Redneck Games. You'll see our crowdfunding page. Or you can go to www.vortexproductions.us.
There you go. And Lima Films, give your website.
www.limafilms.net.
All right, and...
Preston Walden, Domain Pictures. You can find me everywhere on Facebook.
Did you guys have fun? Was this a new way of putting terrific. Things together?
It was terrific.
I love it. And yeah, thank
it
you.
Was wonderful.
Where are your headshots?
Right here.
Determinated to do headshots.
Takes some
heads.
How do you end Hollywood?
He so does headshots, but they were firearms.
That's right. This is a headshot right there, Donnie.
All right, everybody. And Von Madison, happy birthday to you. Happy you have a blessed birthday. Have a very happy birthday. Peter Blake, thank you so much.
Absolutely. How does the Terminator really end Hollywood Connections? Hasta la vista.
Power to the people. Hasta la vista, babies. I'll be back.
Can you say you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese? Are we out? Go ahead.
Five seconds.
What are we saying?
You're listening to Hollywood Connections.
You're listening to Hollywood Connections. With Dawn Reese. The long time cousin of Kyle Reese. I'm coming to get you.